The city opened up block party registrations on July 5, and the neighbors of Phantom Ridge didn't waste any time getting together. The block party, which took place in a communal backyard in the Pineview neighborhood on July 24, was a great success according to one of its organizers, Marianne Marfleet. Marfleet, who planned the event with her next-door neighbor, said the block party collected 34 kilograms of food for the food bank. Block parties are an integral tradition in St. Albert, with more than half of all streets in St. Albert participating since 2008, according to Angie Diedrich, the city's community development coordinator for neighborhoods. From people that are just meeting their neighbors for the first time to those that have lived side by side for decades, everyone can join in, said Diedrich. Many neighborhoods have made block parties an annual tradition. Marfleet's block is one of many that have joined in on the annual tradition. They started with a block party 3 years ago, but missed 2020. The party received free hot dogs, hamburgers, and buns from the St. Albert Neighborhood Watch and Citizens Patrol in return for spreading crime awareness pamphlets on the block. COVID-19 was a bit of a concern since we shared food, she said. Some people chose to bring their own or not eat. A few people chose not to attend because of COVID concerns. The outdoor gathering boasted 35 attendants and there was ample hand sanitizer available for guests. Separate containers were used for each kind of cutlery and food was placed with plenty of room between containers. Everyone who attended had both shots, so for the most part we felt safe, said Marfleet. St. Albert has an average of 130 block parties each year, with about 4 to 5 each week during the season. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, only 29 block parties have been registered this year since registration opened July 5. The block party season tends to be open for many more months than what is available in 2021, said Diedrich. So, the difference in numbers between 2020 and 2021 isn't a typical comparison, year over year. Marfleet said attendance also suffered due to time constraints. We had less than 3 weeks to organize this and many people already had plans. Marfleet wanted to arrange the party for a day when she and her neighbor would both be available to set it up. I'm happy with the timing, said Marfleet, referring to the reopening of block party registrations. In hindsight, with cases going up and the mask controversy, I would have been okay with later. Despite the health concerns and surrounding controversy, the party went off without a hitch. Everyone was delighted to get out and visit with neighbors, said Marfleet. The food was secondary.